Hey guys, how's it going?
It's all right.
It's going great.
All right, just for reference, we've got Kiko, Jeff, Dave, Levin, and Robert in here. So
basically five guys, three of which are the quietest of all of us.
And Josh recording.
I apologize.
Oh yeah, don't forget about Josh.
Josh on the gold mic.
Yeah, Robert, we might have to carry this thing.
No. It'll be fine. So pretty much, yeah, what have you guys been up to this week? I'm literally wondering what you've been doing this week.
Robert has no clue what goes on in this company.
Are you asking apparently. As a boss or as a friend? Because I've been working real hard.
In fact, I would say Levin's been doing everything.
It wasn't how have you been this week or what have you been doing this week. It's how many tasks have you completed?
Lots is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I got stuck doing yesterday? I was fucking making OmegaNaut calls.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you did that. Because it's more for East, right? Because they pair
it's up. More for East. And also, to top it off, we screwed up last year's final round, remember, with Space Team.
So we doled out
four grand prize winners, meaning that there was no invite to the runner-ups this year, which means
that's right, everybody won.
Yeah, so which means I had to actually draw 32 people. But here's the thing is that when people pick up the phone, they're super excited, but no one fucking picks up the phone.
No, they don't do that anymore. I've been just sitting alongside Mike and Jared when they used to do it.
I kept track of it. I dialed over 200 fucking numbers.
Yeah. No, we used to tweet, OmegaNaut calls are coming out, answer your phone.
I did. Five hours. That's how long it took me, start to finish.
Oh my God.
All 32.
Yeah, when you see an unknown number, the default now is let it go to voicemail.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You lose.
And with Google Voice, you can hear, you can listen in on it and decide if you want to jump in.
Oh, really?
Wow, that's...
Like you can listen to the live?
Yeah.
Weird.
What?
Yep.
If you have a Google Voice number
yeah.
as part of that service.
Mm-hmm. What?
Interesting.
I had no idea.
Well, I mean, the Google shut down another service this week that no one heard about.
Which was?
A bucket list manager? I don't know.
What?
Exactly. Like, the story went out, and I'm like, what?
Why wouldn't you just use Google Docs?
Or Notepad?
I don't know. But it's another thing. Like, Google does a lot of things that no one knows about.
Is it because you had a bucket list and you're like, I wish I could have put it on the Google
bucket list? No, RSS. RSS.
You're just mad. You're just mad.
On my bucket list was to fill out a bucket list via Google.
So, have you actually, speaking of, have you found a replacement for your RSS reader
yet? Oh, yeah. iKnowReader, I-N-O. Reader. It's pretty much just like Google
Reader. It's just like Google Reader.
Yeah, and it's free.
And does anyone else you know?
No.
Use an RSS?
I do.
You do?
I used to use Google, and then I found Feedly.
Okay.
I like how it integrates with my devices.
I tried Feedly, but the interface just never...
Yeah, it's not the same as
It's not the
Google.
Same. The one that I use is exactly the same.
For me, I follow the people that I want to read their articles on Twitter, and that ends up kind of being a de facto... RSS feed for me.
Do you? Okay, actually, I'm curious to this. Like, do you guys check Twitter all the time?
I do. Like, I'm raising
like,
my
like,
hand.
Like how often do you check Twitter?
10 times a day for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's the most... I'm shocked at Dave.
It's on my screen. So if I look, I guess that counts as checking.
Yeah. Same. Yep. It's a tab that always exists on my browser.
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
Josh?
Hell no, I don't give a crap. I'll check it maybe once a month. If something interesting's going on, maybe once a week or so.
But
Strip Search, I was checking it every day. But
yeah. Your last tweet was like 6 months ago, right?
Exactly. What do I have to tweet about?
He was talking about the Strip Search, like the new episode.
Yeah, even then it wasn't really...
That's why I unfollowed him.
Yeah.
That's fine.
He's boring as hell.
It's not for you.
You suck at Twitter, Josh.
I don't give a shit about bullshit in my life.
I check Twitter. I check Twitter in terms of like the feed of, you know, like friends and the people I'm following maybe once a week.
But that's got to be a lot, right? I mean,
it builds up.
It builds up.
I will literally.
But you don't follow that many people, though. So it's not that big. It's not that large.
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't use it like you guys as far as. I don't care what happened that full week. I just care what happened the last hour or so.
Oh, so you check the last hour once a week.
Correct.
On Saturday when no one tweets.
Correct. Like if I'm not doing anything and I'm like bored and I don't have anything to read, I don't have any emails to answer, I will look at Twitter. But other than that, I think of it as a time sink. And I don't look at my at replies. I look at my at replies even less frequently than that.
Hmm.
Like it's just too much shit to deal with. Like it's nonstop. I don't know how you guys deal with it.
Yeah, it's mostly bullshit.
Well, it's the
too.
Same. It's the same.
It's nothing worthwhile.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the same as RSS.
Who are you following? Like for me, especially this time of year, it's sports. Like I'm following Seahawks players. I'm following the local sports writers. I'm following the guys who follow the Seahawks on ESPN. I do. And so when they post a new article about what's going on in the lead up to the game, then I read it.
Yeah, I think I check that Twitter more often during the season.
Yeah.
Because I follow all the Eagles stuff.
Yeah, for me, it's mostly about sports content, honestly.
I only follow people at Penny Arcade and and those that are very, very tightly related to us.
Yeah.
Like it's under 50 for sure. Under 50 people for sure.
Yeah, mine's under 100, I think, or just broke 100 mostly because I added a bunch of folks for the current football season.
For the current football season that we're going to win the Super Bowl on?
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's
really fun. I use social media the way I use RSS, where it's very, like, I skim headlines.
Hmm. Yeah,
and
I do a lot of that too.
I dig in if something looks interesting.
Well, so with Twitter, there's nothing else but headlines, right? There's no meat
sometimes
there.
No, there's links.
There's
sometimes.
Links, yeah.
Yeah, content, media.
Oh, I can do it. It's just too much, man. Too much. Too much! Why do you want a Surface?
Why? So one is to play PC games.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Well, you could buy a PC. Mobile.
That but is like, an option.
That's not... No, no one wants to do that.
But
no one wants
I also
just a PC?
Have the option of like
no, because you can't...
Yeah, I actually really want a Surface right now too. Even though I won't get one because it's too expensive.
I have Mike's old Surface and I want a Surface.
It would just be useful.
Yeah, the idea
it's so
of like
portable, and I can do all the my Windows work.
Yeah, no, that's
there.
That's. I don't play PC games because I'd have to go upstairs and sit at my office desk to play a PC game. Where on the Surface, you can just do it in your living room.
See, I would get a Surface if the and I live in you and I have had this discussion about the Surface. If the screen was larger, and don't get me wrong, the resolution is nuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like 3,200 pixels wide or whatever.
It looks nice, yeah.
It's too nice. My old man eyes cannot.
No, you can set the set Windows to.
So then what? So my
take it down to 640x480.
No. You don't change
it. Like an 8-inch screen. Then
does it ship like at that high resolution?
I don't know.
I mean, like, because I was looking at one recently and like. It's fucking tiny ass font. Like,
yeah, I know.
No, Windows has a setting where you can make everything large.
Kiko, I understand, but the problem is that you make it larger within a window that's still 8 inches wide. Like, if you're dealing with like Excel sheets, great. You can.
Oh well,
you can,
yeah.
Mm.
I think it's funny that
you
used to wear glasses
you have to have a compromise.
For fun.
Like, yeah.
For appearance, and now he's complaining about how the screen is too small.
But there's
his old
tablet
man
versions
eyes.
Of all those Office. Apps.
I still need more real estate.
I mean, even those don't work either.
Like
in terms of interface.
Like for instance, really I need to be able to view, like let's say, multiple spreadsheets at once.
Right.
All right. And sure, you can shrink the font into their, you know, whatever their resolution is. So it's all quote unquote legible.
You need to be physically bigger.
Just get multiple surfaces.
Create an array of surfaces
together so that they're doing multiple
solder them together or weld them
sure ways
weld
to
them
it.
Together.
You know what might solve
make
this?
A bigger surface.
A laptop.
Well, that's the thing. I just ordered. Well, the thing is, I've
oh,
been waiting
one of those
forever.
Convertibles.
I've been waiting forever for the new Lenovo ThinkPad Carbon X1, which is their new ultrabooks because they have the Haswell processors. But like, and they just got announced at CES, but unfortunately, for some reason, tell me why a company would do this. They took out the SD card reader.
That is odd.
Hmm. Like, of all the things, they took out the SD card reader.
Physical real estate,
I guess.
Yeah, they must need extra space. So do you treat the quest for the perfect laptop like you do the quest for the perfect phone?
Oh, like, yeah.
As in, it will never exist?
No, I ended up buying a Vio 13... Ultrabook, and I think it's it.
You think that's the one?
I think it's the one. I think it's the
for
one.
For now.
For now.
Until you break it.
Does it have a touch feature?
It's got everything that I need. It's got...
Do you care for a touchscreen?
No, it does have a touchscreen, because I don't think you can get one without one.
Nowadays.
These days.
Yeah, on the Surface, they only have a micro SD reader.
Even that would be okay,
yeah,
frankly.
That's fine.
Because most of even the SD cards I have are actually just shells.
Micros
plug
with
in a micro adapters, SD anyway,
yeah.
Right?
What media do you have on SD cards?
I mean, just things that we use all the time. Like whenever we're doing filming stuff, they do. They
Josh
use
is
SD
recording
cards.
To SD card right
yeah.
now.
It's way more portable than a USB flash drive, even.
Oh. Yeah.
I've kind of made the transition. They're
so
flash
tiny,
drives.
And more things have an SD card reader than
I actually found one
USB port
in Belltown on the ground.
The micro?
Yeah, micro. And like, all these new pictures in it and shit.
What? No, start
Why
over.
Why did you not
from
share
the
this? Let's see. What is wrong with you? How selfish.
There was dirty pictures on the SD card that you found on the street
in Belltown.
In Belltown?
Yeah, Belltown.
Oh, hey, speaking of.
What kind of... Well, no, hold on. I want to get it. This is a very interesting subject to me personally.
It was really funny because like the photos look super creepo. Like,
they like, weren't of me, were they?
Spent a lot of time
like as
that.
If this guy is sneaking photos.
You think it was a guy who was like doing a voyeur thing, like a peeping Tom?
Yeah, that's why he didn't share.
I mean, that's why
he was
out
to jail.
That's why he's out on the street, because he was running and then fell out probably.
Wow. Hold on, in Belltown, those are all high rises. What is he on, scaffolding?
That's pretty creepy though.
Yeah, that is pretty creepy.
That's a little creepy. So anyway, speaking of
of nasty photos
no,
on an
I
SD
can't
card?
Remember. Did I talk to all of you about the? The porn shoots that were in the strip search house?
Yes.
I don't think you spoke directly, but it got around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I wasn't in that day when
it got passed around
with
the flash drive.
But I came in
late.
I came in the next day and like Mike just came in and dropped the flash drive on my desk. I was like, what the fuck is this?
No, when I was at, Graham was the first one that found it, and I ended up giving
somehow.
Him. And I, yeah, I was
sure
like,
how, got tipped
how did
off
he
by
find
a reader.
It?
And so I ended up taking one for the team, air
oh,
quotes,
yeah.
And subscribed to all these sites and just downloaded everything and just gave it to him. And he never mentioned anything. No thank you, no nothing. I emailed him and I said, here.
This so was it just one shoot or had it been used multiple
oh,
times?
Oh, multiple
for
times. Multiple
so
times.
It gets rented in Seattle frequently for
There's
various
There's a catalog videos. Of videos, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just like the one.
One what?
Like there one was shoot? Only one shoot
One shoot.
There.
No, no. I have so, I have like hundreds and hundreds of photos.
Jesus.
I wonder if the owners of the house are aware.
They've
got to
they, be.
Yeah.
Because they go through an agency, right, though? They might not be aware.
Yeah, maybe
if it's like an older couple who's got this summer house on Lake Washington, they might not have a clue.
It's true.
It's not an older couple. It's a lady who's a real estate agent also of her own place and lives in the bottom. She probably knows.
She was probably living underneath while they were doing the shoot.
Probably
knows best.
Maybe she's in some of those photos.
Oh, maybe.
What are you implying?
Gross.
Yuck.
Yeah, I don't remember what she looks like. She could be hot.
Why did we give Josh a mic?
I don't look at her face. I just remember the butt.
Oh, man.
So,
why that house?
So, Levin.
Yeah.
And Kiko, you've both expressed the initiative to challenge today.
Oh,
Well, how are you going to resolve this?
Are you challenging Robert?
Yeah. I'll go first.
Wear him down.
Yeah, that's why I'm gonna go first.
We talked about the.
You have a better chance than I do. So
we talked about so the new wall decoration on the last time.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because
so,
I did not hear the story.
And well, no. I wanted to put I want to put another post-it up next to it that says not Jeff.
Wait, what happened?
So in the ping pong wall, the big green wall, there's a little dent and there's a little post-it note because it just says. Kiko.
Date.
And a date.
The date, and then it says versus Koo. And it's like this giant fucking hole.
There's a gouge.
It's a dent.
It's a hole.
It's drywall.
Is it a hole?
Yeah.
The drywall is
like,
broken.
It was started as a dent for a moment, but then kept going. All right.
What?
No, I mean, seriously, that's exactly what happened. And it was clearly like, so Kiko and I were playing on December 31st.
And it says right there on the post.
It says right on the post. We were the only ones in the office, right?
I think Dave was here.
I don't remember. Anyway, yeah. And I beat Kiko in 5, but no joke, it was the most incredible bullshit shots. That
like magic. Like he had like one of those 50-foot lobs that he does, and it came straight down onto the edge and shot 90 degrees off the table. That's when the paddle went into the wall. And I was aiming for the, what's the little thing on the bottom? The trim?
The rubber stop, yeah.
The runner.
The runner. I was aiming for that, but it was just a little bit high. Because I didn't want to damage the wall because it's a beautiful wall. And I made a mistake.
Look, I was just happy that I was not the first cause of physical damage to the ping pong.
No, you would have.
If
you'd been watching, you would have thrown, you would have gotten up, grabbed your paddle, and thrown it.
It was incredible bullshit.
Oh my god.
It was amazing.
That's funny. You didn't mention that part of the story last time.
So in short, I was justified.
All right.
Yes.
It's justified wall aside.
Well, you threw it and it happened. He goes, oops.
Yeah, no, I immediately like, sorry, I didn't mean to throw it that high. So yes, the first damage to the ping pong room was by me and not Jeff.
Jeff,
let it be known.
For those that don't know,
I have a temper.
Jeff has a massive
when I lose.
Temper problem.
A history.
When I lose, there's difference between, like when I challenge David, I hope to win, but I don't always think that I will win. So I don't get mad. I'll get upset if I think I'm close.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I play someone that I think I have a legitimate shot at winning and I lose.
Sounds like an entitlement issue.
Maybe. It's
like when the Cardinals played the Seahawks at home.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah,
just
we
like
talked
that.
About that last
just
year.
Just like
that's
that.
Not fun. No, it's you know,
this is not, that's not, Levin, that's not okay.
Don't, yeah.
Not cool, man.
It's not cool. It's not cool. So yeah, I get more angry when I think there's a legitimate shot at victory as opposed to an upset. I would say me beating Dave would be a big upset, yes?
And low be
huge.
Any.
Depends.
Sure.
Any file cabinet within kicking distance.
See, and that was, I lost to...
Amber,
a
right?
former no, that was it was Paul.
Oh yeah, it was Paul.
It was Paul. And I was getting better.
Yeah.
And I thought I lost. I was really mad.
Yeah, you were really mad.
I was really mad.
Destroyed some office furniture, some property of Penny Arcade.
I got really mad at the old office too, where I went for a walk and I kicked a telephone pole and bruised the hell out of my foot.
You have a problem. You should talk to somebody about that.
Have you considered seeing anyone about this?
It's genetic. My dad has a temper when he loses, too. I've gotten better. I used to be worse.
I'm going to just let that sit there.
Just get like a pillow in your office to punch or something.
You can cry into
cry.
It. Scream.
You can punch it and then cry.
Yeah.
I can multi-purpose the temper. I'm a man of extreme emotions, I think, is what this...
You're a passionate man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way this is going at all.
So I know actually Levin and Kiko, you guys are working on the new site. So actually by the time that this podcast airs, all the Club PA stuff's gonna be announced. The new site's gonna be out.
Dude,
there.
Spoilers.
I know. like a big concern of mine was the whole flow of the Club PA part, and I saw it yesterday for the first time and fucking is awesome.
Levin is very talented.
He's very talented. He's very talented. Yes. You did a very good job looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, no, that's seriously. I sent him some screenshots.
Yeah. Have those, you showed Mike and Jerry yet?
No, we're going to do that actually after this probably.
All right. Josh, what have you been up to?
Editing podcast.
Editing podcast.
Yeah, I noticed you came into the office today.
Yeah, I was sick.
Why is your mic
very,
gold?
Very sick.
Yeah, why is your mic gold?
Yeah, why is that?
Because they made it gold.
But why is your mic gold?
Yeah, why isn't that my mic?
I'm awesome. Because that mic's better.
Oh. Yeah, all right, so acceptable answer.
There you go.
Nice save.
No problem.
You've been editing podcasts?
Yeah, editing podcasts.
So what do you do when you edit a podcast? Because I used to edit those podcasts, and it was a lot of work.
Well, it helps that we have better equipment than
you
do.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
I don't know, cut it up, cut out any distracting noises.
Do you cut out a lot of the pauses? Do they have those anymore? Because I remember when I
initially
they would have a lot of pauses and I would have to do a lot of cleanup of those.
Cut out pauses or just
weird extraneous
things that
stuff.
Don't need to be there.
Yeah. Okay.
Or when people walk in.
Like bad jokes.
All the time. No, not bad
jokes.
I'm
just joking. You can cut that one out. That was an example of what to cut out.
I'll just turn down your mic.
Do you like editing the podcast?
Yeah. I like working with audio. So.
What did you use? Did you use Audacity? I'm not, this is a boring thing.
But no. I actually used
GarageBand.
Sound Edit.
What do you use?
I use Audition.
Oh. Yeah, I used Audition towards the end.
Yeah, I like Audition.
Sorry, I've dabbled, so I'm curious.
I also used, not Logic, Sonar. I used Sonar a bit. It's the Windows.
Oh, the Windows equivalent.
Yeah, the Windows equivalent of like Logic or whatever. Yeah.
So, Jeff, are you excited for this weekend?
Yes, I am very excited for this weekend that will be in the past.
Correct.
When people
listen. So, by the time that this airs... In fact, we'll have won the Super Bowl.
Jesus Christ.
But what is this weekend? This weekend is
this weekend is the 49ers.
This is the NFC Championship.
NFC Championship.
And if we and when we win this, we will be in the Super Bowl.
So if
come on, we got a very good chance, Jeff. You don't really have to knock.
I am hopeful.
Although Percy Harvin.
Well, man. Let's talk sports radio. I've been listening to it for like a month and a half straight.
What is the terminology? So if they are playing the NFC Division Championship, what is the Super Bowl? Is it just the Super Bowl or is it the NFL Championship?
That's the National Championship.
It's AFC, the National Championship?
It's just called the Super Bowl or a world the NFL.
World champs
because no one else has a football
it's
league.
It's like the NBA has the World Championship.
Yeah, they're world champs. Yeah, you get it. There's the I don't know what the AFC trophy is, but the NFC trophy is the Hollis trophy. I think it's named after George Hollis.
Oh, that's really boring.
Is there something else like the like in baseball? You've got the American League and the National League.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Okay. There's the NFC and the AFC, and the winner of each division meets in the Super Bowl, like the American League and National League in baseball.
Got it.
And so. the Seahawks are going to win this weekend.
Oh, Jesus,
I've heard
stop.
That.
Yeah. Not Stop. Here, you know it. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to play in the Super Bowl. And then we will have the parade.
You can't hear this, but I can actually hear Jeff's heart rate.
My winces. I just am not that kind of sports fan that
you think that trash you think talk. That me saying anything is going to affect the outcome?
Logically, no. Emotionally, yes.
I wanted to make so many mean tweets to you during the game.
Oh, jeez. I don't...
Like, just,
I have
just,
stopped
like,
paying attention.
The Seahawks called, and they knew that you weren't cheering hard enough, Jeff, and that's why
I
lost.
Don't shut up. No, I've that is one moment I have kind of stopped checking social media during the game.
No, I know so you don't even check your messages, like your kick messages.
Your phone messages or your kick messages or your tweets.
Yeah.
Or
I kind of I have to shut
messages.
Down during that.
I think it's smart, though.
That I have to.
Because I understand
because
that.
Because if things are going well, I'm like, oh, shit, it could all go wrong. And if things are going bad, I'm pissed.
Exactly, because it's like, oh, my God, we're up by 10. I can't look at Twitter. Because that will somehow fucking change it.
It will.
Yeah, I'm
there,
not
there
that
There are a lot
fan.
Of people that believe that.
It will. Shut up.
I am well aware that...
Look, all I know is we scored a touchdown to go up by 2 touchdowns, and my wife started packing up, and I said, where the hell are you going? We are not leaving this game. And she goes, why? I go, there's 2.5 minutes left. That's plenty of time to score 2 touchdowns
and
tie
they?
This thing up. Almost.
Yeah, they almost
but
lost.
But they didn't.
Almost. It was pretty close.
That was
so
crazy.
I would have... blamed my wife if we know I wouldn't have done that.
You are psychotic.
You are still responsible for the Arizona loss.
For those that don't get the reference, I was at the game. Stepping back even further is that for those that have gone to Questfield/Clink
CenturyLink.
The away team or you know whoever the Seahawks have been playing have walked away without a win for how long?
Two years.
For 2 years. That means the Seahawks were undefeated in our home stadium for 2 years. And I was, of course, giving Jeff a lot of shit, as I do every week, about his superstitions. And he was telling me to shut up. He was knocking on wood. He was doing whatever dumb rituals that he needed to take care of in order for the Seahawks to win. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to go to the game. So I go to the game and we end up losing for the first time in 2 years. And on the way out, just happens.
We're in completely different sections of the stadium.
Yeah, yeah. On the way out, I happen to run into Jeff and I touch his shoulder. And I say, hey, man, I'm sorry. And he turns around and he just starts screaming at me saying, this is all your fault. And then he takes his wife and his children. And he's like, I have to go take my care of my kids. Like as if something natural disaster happened.
No.
He needed to go shield them.
To be fair, it is a large press of humanity that is funneling through that one area. Mm-hmm. And my child is very small and he has been not battered and bruised, but like, drunk sports fans do not see him easily.
You could wait 10 minutes.
No.
I had
to get out of there. I had to leave the source of the pain.
Is that something that happens to just you?
What?
Randomly running into people in...
No. I have a friend where no matter where we go, he knows somebody that's there. But that is a very Robert thing.
But no, I... Vancouver, BC...
Yeah, I remember. This was a long time ago, but I was in Canada for some reason, and I'm in some shitty part of Chinatown, I think. And
I'm
walking down, and I look, and you like, this is one of those things where you have to sort of peer into the stores and look 30 feet in to actually see any sense of humanity in there, because it's just covered in shit on the outside. And I happen to peer in, and there's Kiko.
And in a different country.
In a different country, and I had no idea why that was a thing. But no, I mean, I think that that's just a factor of just the number of people that you know, right?
Yeah.
And like I'm exposed to a lot of people, and I am a lot of places. So
yeah,
chances are I run into people.
Because you've attended other games, and I've never actually ran into you at the game when we're not attending together.
Sure.
That was a very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is your fault.
I'm sorry.
Because you were talking so much crap, how it was in the bag.
Again, it's my fault. It's my fault the Seahawks lost. You know, it's because I didn't cheer hard enough that game. Probably. Actually, you know what? I don't think I cheered at all that game.
That's probably your fault. See, it's
weird.
Even more. You're
oh,
just
man,
magnifying.
If only the season ticket holder that had not sold it to me. And then he was probably normally a really loud person, but probably. I didn't do anything.
So, never mind. Never mind. There's no way I can win this conversation. I've...
Technically, you should blame that season ticket holder for selling him the ticket. Mm-hmm. That guy's the one that fucked
me,
it up.
I've this recent success, I have discovered that a lot of the seats around me that I thought were single game tickets are actually owned by season ticket holders who
sell them off
and show up to the playoffs, apparently, only. That makes me angry, but
that's a good strategy.
No, the seats behind me.
Yeah.
It's been the same guy for the last couple games, and I'm like, what's going on? And it turns out every year he buys these two season tickets, and he sells them off. Mm-hmm. Then once he recoups his investment in those two seats, then he starts attending. Some seasons, game three. Some seasons, it's the last game of the season.
Hmm. That's pretty smart. Smart
that's
dude.
Pretty good.
Done.
He's not a real fan.
Done.
That's good.
David, what have you been up to?
Dave, you want to go 50-50 on these season tickets for next year?
I'm a huge fan of this
money.
Game.
Okay. The money. You know what I love? Cash. Okay?
Here's an interesting thing. David rides his bike.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it?
From Northgate to Redmond.
Is it Northgate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does it take you? Come across the bridge or around Burke-Gilman?
Around Burke-Gilman.
How long does it take you?
About 45 minutes.
That's not bad. That's pretty fast.
He's on 145th in Lake City.
Yeah.
What's?
It's like two blocks south of Shoreline.
Well, from here to get to Bellevue along Burke-Gilman, what is it? It's about 5 miles?
Yeah, something like that.
So what is your round trip? That's about a 20.
Do you go around the lake?
I go around the lake. It is 13 miles each way. So hold on. Let me do the math.
Yeah, 26 miles.
So what kind of pace are you keeping?
Hold on. If it takes him 45 minutes and it's 26 miles, we can do this.
Oh, here we go.
No, 45 minutes each way, though.
Yeah, each way.
So it's 13 miles for 45 minutes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's harder math.
Fingers up.
Come on, Robert.
It's about 16 miles.
You can do this math, right?
Oh, well, I mean, you just estimate. It's probably, you know, instead of 13 miles, you assume it's 15, and you can do the math pretty easily.
But Dave's not human, so he goes faster than a regular human would.
But you don't do it every day.
No.
Okay. I don't know. I just think that's,
how do you choose
that's interesting.
Which day?
That's a long. Since, I mean,
I'm
seems like
for,
a long way to ride a bike.
Yeah, I can't do it every day. I do it on days that it is relatively dry, first of all.
How do you
warm.
Predict that in this climate? Because
I think he's going about 18 miles an hour.
He looks at the
Robert's been over there calculating the whole time. You can't.
It's pretty good speed.
That would be a good Robert trap. Is
but,
just present
I mean,
a math
the,
problem.
The length of David's legs.
Oh,
I
that's
mean,
true.
Is he expending as much energy as a normal human?
Tall bike.
It doesn't matter.
To ride it. Shut up.
Ride the biggest bike I can find.
Don't shoot at my point.
It's a real thing.
He rides one of those old 20s bikes with a huge front wheel and a little tiny back wheel.
It's a circus unicycle.
Wait, are they called penny Wait. Farthings? Or is that what
oh
called?
My gosh. I don't know. But that's if that's true, I'm impressed with your knowledge of archaic
absolutely
bicycles.
Be wrong.
Is that how you keep your calves in such great shape, sir?
One of many secrets.
No, Dave doesn't ride his bike. The calves.
That's
the
true.
He's more. Just riding on the calves.
That's true.
Calves ride Dave.
There he, the calves
so, Levin,
propelling.
Tell us more about you. That's a nice shirt you're wearing.
All right.
It's not a shirt, though.
All right.
It's not a shirt?
I think that we are officially off
it's
the rails.
It's just painted.
So, anything else anyone want to bring up before we shut this down?
David rides a bike.
All right. It's very true. Okay. It's very true. All right, guys. Thank you.
When Kiko makes a joke, it's funnier than when other people make it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, and we almost forgot to mention, if you guys have any questions or topics you'd like to have us talk about, you can email me at podcast@penny-arcade.com. All right. See you guys later.